KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA Repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA Repeater in Saginaw.
Yeah, it's 5-DCE. Listening. Okay, I-5-DCE. Listening.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Repeater in Saginaw.
KI-5-DCE, listening.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA Repeater in Saginaw.
Welcome to the status repeater around KI-5-DC.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
Deputy F Mobile.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
KCYVF for Saginaw County Skywarn. Information, we have a special weather statement out at 4:43 p.m. Doppler radar was tracking a cluster of strong thunderstorms near Merrill, or 8 miles northwest of St. Charles, moving north at 15 miles an hour. Hazards with this storm are winds in excess of 40 miles an hour and pea-sized hail, which were radar indicated. Impact or gusty winds could knock down tree limbs and blow around unsecured objects. Minor damage to outdoor objects is possible. Location impacted include Midland, St. Charles, Freeland, Merrill, Nelson, Swan Creek, Garfield, LaPorte, Hemlock, Poseyville, and Shields. If outdoors, consider seeking a shelter inside a building. Saginaw County has a special weather statement for a line of thunderstorms that are moving in. They do not meet severe criteria at this time. KC8YVF for Saginaw County Skywarn. This is KC8YVF, Saginaw County Skywarn. Just be aware, Saginaw County has a special weather statement for a line of strong thunderstorms moving into the area with 40 mile an hour winds and pea-sized hail. Radar indicated with these line of storms could blow down small tree limbs and unsecured objects. KC8YVF, Saginaw County Skywarn.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KC8YVF Mobile.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Attention all radio operators, please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association's Monday Night Net. My name is Dave. My call sign is Whiskey 8 Delta Whiskey. That's WADW, and I'll be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net feeds on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 megahertz and a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow AMs, and General Fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, and whether you have any emergency communications. At this time, I would like to take check-ins with those operators who are mobile, short time, or in and out. Please call now.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Do we have any mobile, short time, or in and out?
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie, Quebec. Dave in Bay City, no traffic, I will be in and out.
Okay, real good there, Dave. KE8PCQ, got you down as in and out. Thanks for checking in. Any other mobile short timer in and out? Come again with a call, please.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Okay, let's take EchoLink. Anyone on EchoLink tonight, please call now. Okay, none heard, so we'll go to regular check-ins. Regular check-ins, please call now.
KC8YVF, Ron, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
KD8DAZ, Mini Burt, no traffic.
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, no traffic, Saginaw.
This is KD8MMH, Mike, Carlton Township, no traffic.
This is November 8, Kilo Papa Romeo, Bob in Franklin Township, no traffic.
Okay, let me run down the list of who I have here. I have KE8PCQ in and out. I have KC8YVF, KD8PAZ, KC8VOA, KD8MMH, and N8KPR. Are there any others for the list? Okay, real good. I'm probably only going to go down through the list one time. I've got a notice on my phone, lightning in the area, in the Shields area. It looks like a storm coming through, and so I think I'll just go on one time through, and we'll call it good. Anyway, a lot of stuff going on here, not much radio stuff, though. I've been working, doing a lot of the stuff outside and that, and we're getting ready to talk about camping again. Don't know what's going to happen. Mary's got a eye surgery next month, so we'll have to work around it. So, okay, anyway, let's go down the list. We'll go first up to Ron, KC8YVF, and then standby Mini. Go ahead, Ron.
Okay, Dave. Yeah, I know. I'm looking at radar here, and it's up and over in Zilwaukee, and then it dissipates, and then another little pop-up comes here or there. So, just kind of be apprised of the weather here for tonight. No severe weather are we supposed to have, but that didn't rule that can't happen, so it's happened before. Me, busy weekend. Saturday, I had got to enjoy a little bit. I took a motorcycle ride down to Davison for lunch. I met five other of the group that I ride with occasionally from the Detroit area started out down there. So I've seen a couple that I haven't seen in about 5 years came to the lunch, so that was good to see them. They're looking pretty good, still in good health and still riding, and all of us are up in the 60s and 70s here, so we had a good lunch and a good day. Sunday, Friday night, I got a call from one of my cousins that another cousin of mine is in failing health. She is down in Mount Clemens at McLaren Macomb Hospital, and we asked her when we got there, how did you get here? Because she used to live in the Clio area, but she said she moved down there about 4 or 5 years ago, so that was kind of a surprise for all of us. We don't see each other often, basically, for weddings and funerals, and that's about it. Let me break. So Sunday, we headed. I called my brother and I said, "Well, we'll go down." So it turned out the wives went with us. My wife seen on TV that there was a kind of a craft festival and that at a Lavender? I guess Lavender Farm, something like that. That's out in Imlay City, and we had to head that way anyhow. So he lives in Swartz Creek, so we got on 69, went out to Imlay City, and then we headed south on 53 that takes us right down to 59 and into Mount Clemens, basically. So we went down there. We spent a couple hours at the craft show, and then it was about a 45, 50-minute drive down to Mount Clemens. We spent a little over an hour with her, with my cousin, and then from there I said, I'm only about less than 10 miles away from the computer store. And I've been looking at picking up a 3D printer, and I had planned to go down there to purchase. So since we were already down there and only less than about 10 miles away, we headed over there. Well, they dropped me off at the computer store. I spent about an hour there picking out what I needed and looking through all the goodies. And while they went shopping at a couple of other stores, my brother and my wife and sister-in-law. So they did come back and get me. That was a good thing. They said they're on their way and pulled up, picked up. We loaded it up, headed back to Swartz Creek to have, or actually had dinner in Grand Blanc. Back to Swartz Creek, picked up our car and didn't get home till was about 8:30, 9 o'clock or so. And I did get on the net last night, at least through EchoLink. We were back to my brother's house, just got there. And it was a little after 7 when we got back there, so I did get on EchoLink and checked into the Mid-Michigan net and gave Dave and thank Dave for Schneider for NADRL for doing my net last week and then his net this week. So sorry, things just happened. I should be home for next week, barring anything happens. But yeah, my cousin's isn't going to make it for a whole lot longer. Her kidneys have failed. And they're going to be setting up dialysis, and her liver is failing, and other bodily functions are starting to shut down. So she knows she's not going to make it here, and yeah, she told us, and we just tried to keep things as lighthearted as possible, knowing the inevitable is probably not too far off into the future. And we asked her, she's only 73 years old, so she just turned 73, so... Not a good situation all the way around. So tonight at least I got the printer unboxed and sitting on a stand in the basement. Haven't done anything more with it. I will try and continue a few more steps tomorrow and go from there. So we'll see what happens. Thanks, Dave, for doing the net. We'll pass it back over to you, KC at YVF.
Okay, real good there, Ron. Yeah, sorry to hear about that and about the cousin there. And yeah, it's... up in age and not old. I'm older than that, but anyway, things happen. Okay, Minnie, KAPAC, you're up. Stand by, Rick.
Well, good evening, WADW. This is KAPAC. I'll say good evening to everyone on the net there. Got good group in here tonight, pretty nice out there today, so I didn't really do too much. I did go and get some bird feed, so I can feed my birds tomorrow. But other than that, I haven't been doing too much. This is KDATAZ, back to WHBW.
75 ZTU. I tried to check in a minute ago there, and the radio kind of messed up. No traffic, back to net control.
Okay, what's the call again?
KQ5VTU.
Okay, I got KQ5 and I missed the rest of it.
Yeah, I'm on an HT there. I'm out here in Shields. Let me get a little closer to one of the windows. Maybe it'll help. Yeah, the call is KU5VTU. Copy?
Okay, KU5VCU, I got you on the list, and we'll be down here in a couple minutes here. And let's go to Rick, KC8VOA, and I'll take a standby again.
Well, nothing exciting here. Went tent camping this weekend with all the kids. They were camping. Two of them had RVs and everything else, and now I got the squeeze on me. Someone wants an RV. And we only go about four times a year unless we're going to go and use it, and it doesn't make it worthwhile. So that's one of the things I've been doing. Gardening, a little gardening today, stuff like that, and still putting stuff away from yesterday. With that, I'm going to turn back Word Net Control, KC8BOA.
Okay, real good there, Rick. Yeah, the didn't do any gardening at all this year. We decided not to do that. We got too many animals around. Actually, I put the trail camera out to try and find out what was getting into my, I put down the landscape mulch over on the one side and tried to figure out what was getting in there. I thought it was the rabbits, but it seems to be about 1:30 every night. We've got a possum comes in there. And, at least I think that that's where it's going. I can see it on us coming down the side of the house anyway, so that's probably what's doing me. I didn't put anything in, so. Anyway, this is WADW for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association. This is Monday Night Net. Do we have anyone else like to get on the list before I continue on down the list?
Hilo X. This is Gil Victoria. This is...
Again on the call?
Hilo Echo 8, United Radio Victoria.
Okay, Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Victoria, or Victoria Radio. Okay, I got you anyway. We got you on the list. Anyone else?
This is
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Lima X-ray. Rick out of New Locus.
Okay, Kilo X-ray 8, Bravo Lima X-ray. There was another one in there.
This is NAEUI, Tom, Saginaw Township. No traffic.
Okay, got you on the list also, Tom. Anyone else before I continue on? Okay, continue on down the list, and tonight, for the ones just joined us, we are only going to do one time around with lightning in the area. Got a message on my phone saying that there was lightning detected in the Shields area, so sort of be aware of that. Mike, KD8MMH, you're up in standby, Bob.
Hey, WADW, this is KDH-MMH. Good evening, Dave. Good evening, everyone on the net this evening. Hope everyone's doing well. I ordered some things off Amazon Prime last week. Showed up today. I got my Helltech Meshcastic board, a little kit that comes with the board, the antenna, and what have you. Got the batteries also to go with that. Waiting on the 3D printed case that's supposed to show up Wednesday, so I'll get that together and try out the Meshtastic. Other than that, not a lot going on around here. With that, we'll turn it back to Net Control, KD8MMH. Thanks for doing the net tonight, Dave.
All right, thank you very much, Mike. Sounds like you're having fun there anyway. 7-3-0, catch you down the log. Bob, NAKPR, you're up, and stand by KU5 VCU. Go ahead there, Bob.
Good evening, everybody. Yeah, unfortunately, we only have one go-around, so maybe if somebody's got a comment for me, they can give me a comment. But, during prime days, they had, I've been running on GMRS radios. I signed up for my license and stuff, and I haven't got it yet. But then while doing that, I noticed that, my ham license has expired like a month ago or 2 months ago. I better pay that now too then. So anyways, I end up paying for $35 for that, $35 for the GMRS license. And anyways, I'm glad I looked at it because I forgot about my ham license. And but anyways, I was on Prime Days and just happened to run. I was looking up GMRS radios and I remember seeing this one before. It was $119 and it's a radio. It's a DV25G. It's 25 watts out, I believe. And but normally it's like 119. They had it for $79.99. So I says, well, that's a pretty good price, $40 off. So anyways, I bought it. I don't know how good they are or what, but I bought one. And if anybody knows anything about those radios, you know, let me know. And how long does it take to get your license? That's another question I had. It's only been about a week or so I don't expect them to be that quick with it. But hey, thanks for doing that. And 73 is, if anybody's got a comment, let me know. Back to that controller, sending KPR.
Okay, real good there, Bob. Yeah, at the end of the net there, I'll open it up to see if there's any other comments. Someone that has a comment for Bob, you can jump in at that time. Okay, I'm going to go to KU5 VCU. You're up, and stand by KE8 URV.
KU5 VCU. Yeah, I don't really have much to say there. I just made some postulates for the better half of me. But, I've been in and out of this hobby since I was about 12 years old, and I just recently got back into it. Recently moved back to Michigan 2 years ago there, and at the same time, you know, taught there. So, but anyway, I'll be looking forward to maybe joining the club again. I was a number of years back, but that's all I have to say there. I got to get this popcorn in the better half. But back there to you, I believe it was Dave, and that control is just, I almost did my own popcorn accident there. If I can think of it, that means you can spot my AC, you see it, you know, 85.
Okay, real good. Yeah, I'd be more than happy to have you join the club here, that's great. I've also been in the hobby a long time. I was first licensed in 1963, so I've been around a while, and fun hobby, and I probably did the same thing that you're doing, in and out. I was in it for a while, and I'll back out of it. Other things came around, and then finally got back in it again. I've been in it since I've retired anyway. So thanks for jumping in there, 73. So have a good one, and we do have this net every Monday, 9 o'clock. There's also another net that's the Ragtime net on Sundays. Same repeater at 7 o'clock, so you're more than welcome to that also. Okay, KE8URV, you're up, and stand by KX8BLX, I think it is. Go ahead.
Thanks, Dave. This is Jim over here in Saginaw, KE8URV. Yeah, I just got back from camping up north. The camping was great. The fishing was horrible. Too many boats going up and down the river, and it kind of messed up things there. Seen a lot of big fish, but couldn't hook into anything. Still had a ball. It was still worth it, and I had a good time. I was at Waterways in Sheboygan on 33 and 27. Beautiful place. Just fantastic. And everybody was good, and it was great. So I'll let it all go back to net control there. Yeah, guys, have a good one.
Okay, real good. Thanks for jumping in here. And yeah, camping could be fine. Well, we were up last week up in the UP, and I found out that you always think that in paradise is really, really good. Well, we were up in Paradise, Michigan, and we found out that the gas price in Paradise, Michigan is $4.25 a gallon, so not quite as good as what is down here in the lower part of the state. But I did fill up today and noticed that the gas is up again. So luckily I got it at Sam's Club and saved a dime or so from what it normally goes on. But that's a big thing. Thanks for jumping in there, 73 there, Jim, and join us again next week. Anyway, KX8, BLX, you're up and stand by EUI. Go ahead.
All right. Just clarification, though, on the call sign there. It's KF as in Frank, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Lima X-ray. Want to make sure you had that right. And not too much going on this end over here, so I'm just going to say 73 to everybody. And we'll catch you next week or maybe even Sunday. Thanks for having
me. Okay, real good. 73, Shia, thanks for jumping in here, and glad that you joined us tonight, and look forward to seeing you on the net again. Tom, NADUI, you're up, and I'll be at the bottom of the list then. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, thanks, Dave. This is AEUI. Good evening, everyone. I hope everyone's doing well. I will keep this very quick because, yes, some lightning. We're by Shields, so I'm going to keep it real short. Not too much. Over the weekend, pretty quiet on this end. Mowed the lawn, and they see, did some yard work around the house last Thursday and Friday. I ordered my Meshtastic items. I got my 3,000 milliamp hour lithium batteries from Amazon over the weekend. I'm still waiting for my Maker Focus lower RAN Wi-Fi Bluetooth unit, and then the accompanying GPS module I ordered along with it too. That's supposed to be here on Saturday, so and I just got to get a enclosure for it. I talked to Rick today about that, and he's going to work with me and getting an enclosure that unit. And that's about it for me on this end. I'm going to say goodnight and say 73 to everyone, and we'll talk to each other hopefully next Monday night. This is NAUI. Good night.
Okay, real good there, Tom. Thanks a lot. 73 still. Have a good one. Okay, I'm at the bottom of the list. Do we have anyone else like to get on the list before we close the net? Okay, nothing heard there. Are there any comments? I know that Bob out there might be looking for comments. And anyone have any comments before I close it up?
KC8YVF, I can get Bob after the net.
Okay, real good there, Ron. And I'm sure they heard you there. Okay, at this time, let's see, I have to make my count here. Okay, tonight include myself, we had a total of 10 check-ins. At this time, Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank those who participated in tonight's set. This is Dave, WADW. The net is now closed. Return the frequency back to normal amateur use. And I have a report for you, Ron.
All right, Dave, go. I'm ready.
Okay, please copy number 115, routine, Whiskey 8, Delta Whiskey, figure 8, Saginaw, letter group like India, July, figures 2-2, break. Let's go. going to your station, Ron Huss, KCAYVF. Check-ins, figures 1-0. Traffic, figure 1. Net time, figures 2-8 minutes. Signed, Dave, WADWN, no more.
Okay, Dave, I copy the report. Thank you very much for doing that. Bob, stand by. KCYBO.
730, Ron. 3DW out.
All right, Bob, what was your questions again? For at least for your licenses, your renewal on your license, your GMRS. If you go back online to that, it took me less than 24 hours to get the update or the approval for both my update on my ham license and on the new GMRS license.
Okay, I didn't know that. I thought maybe I'd receive something in the mail, like with my ham certificate. I always got a, you know, a license that says, you know, expires on whatever date, you know, 10 years from now, or I believe it is. But, so I didn't know if I was getting something from the GMRS about that, too, you know, or something similar to that. But apparently I can just go online and look it up. That's what I believe you just told me. And the other question I have is, I thought it was a heck of a deal on this radio, 25-watt GMRS radio with a, but it's a Radiodity brand, and it's a DB25G. It's 25 watts out, and but I've heard of that brand before, but I've never really heard any comments on it, you know, or how it was good, bad, or otherwise. But I was just curious, you know, if you yourself have ever dealt with that brand or know anybody that has or know anything about it.
I have two or three of their radios, so yeah, fine on the radios. They're Chinese radios, most of those, but they're made to their specifications, so a lot of times they will take a different Chinese radio. You'll find sometimes the same exact radio looks the same with a different name on it, but they will have it built more toward their specifications, so they're usually a little cleaner, a little better radio than what you'll see from with the Chinese name on them. But yeah, the FCC no longer sends out paper copies of anything. Your official copy you print off from their website. So when you log into the, if you look up your call, if you go to the Universal Lookup, you can select GMRS or amateur radio, you can look up. Or if you just put in your FRN number, if you know your FRN number, put it in, it will show you both your ham license and your GMRS license because they're both tied to the same FRN number. And then you can click on your license, you can go there and you can print your official copy. But usually they're active, like I said, in 24 hours. But yeah, they haven't stopped. They stopped sending out paper copies of 3, 4, 5 years ago. So yeah, no paper copies. And you're good. What was the model number of your radio that you got, the GMRS? What was the model number?
It was Delta Bravo 25-Golf.
Okay, yeah, that's the quad band one, basically. A quad watch, I should say. It's only one band. It's just GMRS, but it's only one band. I bought for my daughter, the DB20G, which is a 20-watt radio, and it's just dual band, so it's basically UHF, VHF, but it only transmits. It'll listen on VHF, but it only transmits on the GMRS band. Same thing for the other with the quad. You can quad watch multiple things, but if you want to know what the what the frequencies are, at least for GMRS,
Right now, if you go on to the Central Michigan, so W8CMN, so Whiskey 8, CharlieMikeNancy.net, they have a link on there. You look for the analog pull-down menu, and down at the bottom of that analog pull-down menu, it says MI8GMRS. You click on that, and it will list all of the frequencies of the repeaters. Now, all of them are linked together, and I know they got more than what's listed up here. They have Sheboygan, Flint, Detroit, Mount Clemens, Saginaw, and Mayville, and all of those are linked together. And I know they added some more, but that's all they have currently on the list, because I know, I think Bay City has one. They report up in that, too. So all of them are linked. When you key up the repeater, it keys them all up, so you'll hear guys talking from, you know, Detroit area or Sheboygan or Mount Clemens or wherever off in that repeater. So, again, got to use your call sign every 15 minutes instead of 10 for ham. Some don't do it, so you can tell the ones that are ham operators because they'll use their call sign on a regular basis, and you'll hear other ones that don't ID at all.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Okay, I believe, let me see if I got that that right. It's WACMN.net, pull down the pull-down menu for analog, and you said it was Mike India Hotel, GMRS, is that correct?
Mike India, the number 8, and then it'll say GMRS. So the MI for Michigan 8, that's their series that they call it. So the MI8 GMRS, you click on that, and it will bring up a page that says MI8 GMRS network, and it lists all the frequencies and the tones. All of the tones are the same, 141.3 for in and out, and then the frequency that they're using for Saginaw, 462.575, but you'll see it on there.
Okay, Ron, appreciate the feedback. Do you have what kind of a mobile antenna do you have, a brand, or, that you think is halfway as decent?
I bought two Handy Talkies. I bought two of the Baofeng GMRS off their site. The UV5Gs is what I bought for Handy Talkies. And then the mobile itself is actually going in at my daughter's as a home, so I don't have a mobile antenna. I have a UHF that actually is tuned quite well. It's about a 1.2 to 1 in the GMRS band, so I plan to put up a house antenna up on a mast at my daughter's house because she's too far away to get into the repeater. She's about 11 miles from there to Harrison, where the repeater's located, Covenant Harrison Hospital. So I tried it. I put it up just on a temporary pole out there on the 20 watts and was able to get in. So once I get it up on the roof a little higher, she should be able to go. But there are some GMRS repeater antennas or mobile antennas out there. Radio Oddity doesn't have one that's on the site. They sent me when I bought it. I actually got a kit. I got a kit with a mobile, with a mag mount base, but they sell a UHF VHF antenna, but I don't know how well it's tuned or how well you can tune it for that frequency. It's, up higher than the ham band is at 462. So you just got to kind of look online. There's a couple other places that sell them, and you just have to look online for mobile GMRS antennas.
Yeah, okay. That's what I was doing. I found a base I kind of liked. I can't remember the name of it, but anyways, it had it was a 6 point something dB gain, and I was looking at some, I have a NMO mount antenna system, but I was trying to see what they had out there for NMO. I've got two different mounts. I got the one that you basically just screw in, and then I got the NMO mount. So I was looking at different examples. See what kind of I'm looking at one right now. It's a 5/8 wave, 32 inch whip. So I'm looking at that. But okay, Ron, thanks for your feedback. I appreciate it. And see if I can't get this puppy up and running here. I'm going to be home for a week, so usually I'm only going home 2 or 3 days. Actually, going to be home this week. We got a family reunion coming up this weekend, so I'll be home for a week. Actually, probably 2 weeks, mostly 2 weeks anyways. But again, Ron, thanks for the information. I appreciate it, as always. And 73s, and I'll be clear after your final. Have a good night.
Okay, Bob. Yeah, I want to hold you. So have a good night. Have a good week. If you got other questions, just give me a holler. I'm not the expert, but I can generally field a few of them for you. So talk to you later. KCYVF, clear.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
KCYVF. Bob, are you still there? Being heard, KURV, clear.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.